I'm speaking with Sean O'Rourke, the special guest at the Donegal Sports Star Awards, the 39th edition of the Sports Star Awards. And Sean, yeah, you're well known around the Downing's Carrigart area because you spend a bit of time down there, and you would be familiar with Glenree. You have your sanctuary, and you know I have mine, and it's just inside that bay that you talk about there, or that beach down in Tramore.
Absolutely, yeah. I think to the far end of, well, as the crow flies, we'll say the far end of Tramore, which is the most wonderful beach that I know. Probably, you know, the place most on earth that maybe keeps me sane, Miles. You know, it's a great place for clearing the head, going for long walks, whether you want to think about something or not think about something. It's just a spectacular piece of beach, and as you well know yourself, it's one of those places where anything more than maybe 10 people on it, you know, in the course of an hour would be a crowd.
Yeah, and if you want to avoid people, it's so wide that you can take the long way around.
Well, that's true too, yeah, and it's a wonderful place to go. It's a very safe beach as well if you want to go swimming or surfing, which I can't say I've ever tried now. With swimming, yes, but not the surfing, and it is just spectacular. In fact, Miles, I was just thinking earlier, there's a very big map of Ireland in the foyer of the place where I work in RTE, and it's backlit. It's a satellite map, and you can actually see that beach. The map's about sort of 8 feet by 6, right? Mm-hmm. And I just take a quick look at it every day, every morning when I arrive to work, just to make sure that it's still there and have something to look forward to. I can maybe sometimes take a quick virtual walk there in my own imagination before settling into the day's business, you know.
That's a good way of relaxing and reminding yourself of the beauty up there, and it's 3 mile long, so you know it's no wonder it's appearing on the map.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is like it's there. You can see, you know, the big peninsula there is Inishowen, and then there's Fannet, and then there's Rossgoyle, but you can see that beach very, very clearly, and it's a wonderful sight, you know.
And just inside it, you have couple of excellent golf courses.
Oh, listen, don't start me. You know, I could, that's the other thing I can do. Again, like, even if I'm not in Donegal, or say if you weren't sleeping well or something like that, you can sort of, you know, I play some brilliant golf, you know, while in the middle of the night if I can't sleep. You know, all my drives go down the middle, whether it's the old Tom Morris course or Sandy Hills. And even when you're there, like, sort of in real time, even if the golf is bad, the views are always good, you know.
They sure are. What about the wind coming in from the sea occasionally?
Well, yeah, it's there, and you just have to adapt to that, you know. I mean, it's a completely different game. I have the wonderful joy and privilege of being able to play golf. I was out yesterday, for instance, in my club here in well, I won't say Dublin, it's in North Wicklow, Delgany. It's a famous place for its associations, not with four Ryder Cup players, right? The only club in the world with that boast, right? Eamon Darcy, Bradshaw, John O'Leary, and the one that nobody can guess in the sports quiz is Jimmy Martin, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a parkland course, fairly up and down, hilly, lots of trees and that sort of thing, right? Complete contrast, say, with either the Rossapenna courses, or in fact most of the Donegal courses, right? Not a tree in sight, plenty of wind, big wide fairways, different run on the ball, but you know, you're tested no matter what we do, whether it's inland or on the coast, you know.
Now that we're talking about golf, one of your, I suppose, memories in relation to sporting achievements was by Rossapenna in 2013, winning the mixed foursomes down in Clontarf.
Yeah, I happened to be there for maybe the last 2 hours of that competition, I'm trying to remember, they beat, I think it was a team from Limerick in the final, but it was one of these ones, and like, I mean, it probably wouldn't, that kind of a course, again, it would be more suited to parkland players, but the men and women are off the penna, you know, they were more than equal to the task, and I think, like, the club was founded, I think, in 1893, and I think that was the first national title that they won, so it was a fantastic achievement, and Pete McBride was the man who oversaw that great win. He was the non-playing captain.
Peter Smith?
Sorry, I beg your pardon. I stand corrected. Peter Smith, sorry. Mixing my Pete's up, yes. Yeah.
I'm sure there was a McBride playing all right, but I think Peter Smith was
there. No, you're absolutely right. It was Peter Smith. There is a Pete McBride as well in the club. I don't think he was on the team, but he's certainly one of the prominent players in the club.
And had you any regrets that you weren't on that team?
Well, I only had one outing for Rossapenna in my entire life. I played a seniors match. Oh, it must be 5 or 6 years ago. It was a match against Dunfanaghy. It was an inter-club thing, and I just happened to be there knocking around. So myself and Dennis Boyce took on two Dunfanaghy men, and we saw them off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a kind of pardon me. It was the Volvo Masters Amateur qualifying. I'm just looking at the plaque here. Sorry, Miles, I picked it up.
Oh, you won a plaque as well.
Well, I mean, there was like everybody. It was a nice little. It was McGinley Motor sponsored a regional qualifier 2006, Miles. So nearly time I togged out again, isn't it? It's an over us, Benna.
Yeah, I'm surprised you were in the Masters category back then.
No. Well, I think it starts when you're 50, you know. So I just about snuck in there, you know.
You got in all right. Well, Sean, you know, it's great that the organisers have chosen you as the special guest. It's a big deal, the Donegal Sports Star Awards here in Donegal. It's the 39th year, as we said, 167 nominations for prizes. So it's going to be a big night in the Mount Errigal next Friday.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I know people say these things, but I mean, I'm just absolutely thrilled to be invited, because I know what, just even from talking to yourself, Miles, and listening to you when I'm in the area on the air and just meeting and chatting to you, I know just the range of interest that there is in sport in Donegal, the depth of it. I mean, it goes way beyond the big sports, and I know that the county has enjoyed huge success, obviously with the All-Ireland in the last couple of years and getting back to the final and Ulster Championships and all of that, but it's like the traditions of it, and like whether it's minority sports or the big sort of team sports, there's interest in racing as well, obviously. In fact, if you go back, Terry Casey, God rest him, was the trainer of Rough Quest when the Grand National. You know, it's a fair few years ago now, but that was a huge win. Like that was seen as a big win for Donegal as well. You know, at that time he just won it by, I think, a short head or even half. I think Mick Fitz was on it at the time.
It was, yeah.
But it's again. I think I was. The eyes sort of, you know, I won't say that popped out of my head, but I was really impressed. For instance, I was up there last June to open the Remetalin Summer Festival, right? And normally you go through Remetalin, if you're going up to Downing's, you know, sort of from Letterkenny, you just drive to the T-junction to go left. But like most of the village, like you missed 90% of the town by going that way. And so I got a chance to have a look around, and two fantastic tennis courts there, as good as any in the country. Floodlit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you get that, you get, obviously, you know, you hear about, you know, sort of my friend Jack Green, the retired greenkeeper in Rossapenna, a great man for the boxing there, you know. There's so many sports, you know, it's yourself, Miles. I mean, you're the last man who needs convincing of that. The last time I was chatting to an air, we were joking about the fact that, you know, Highland Radio has a cricket correspondent, you know, and we don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very proud of that. And, you know, we take our cricket very seriously up here.
I know that, but like I think every sport, it's one of these things. It's not just the big sports. In fact, it was very interesting the day that I bumped into Paul McDade, and he just sounded me. I said, look, you know, would I be available to do this thing? And he was passing on the word to Neil Martin on the committee. I happened to be in saying hello to Michael Murphy and Neil Gallagher. In their fantastic sports shop there at the roundabout in Letterkenny, and literally I drove out to Rossapenna straight from that, and it was a rotten evening. Just as a dirty kind of a mist come rain and all the rest of it, and yet, like, you know, in the dark at what, 6 o'clock, there was 20. I actually counted them, you know, because it just shows you the dedication that's there. Just the old driving range there at Rossapenna, which Frank Casey has kindly let the athletic club there from Cranford use. Mm-hmm. 25 kids on the dirtiest evening, just training, you know, under lights. And I think there were 5 or 6 mentors, you know. And I don't know if they keep attendance sheets, right? But I have a funny feeling that in an Olympics, maybe in 8 or 10 years' time, we'll say, well, it wouldn't be 8; it'd be more like 10, wouldn't it? It would be, you know, no great surprise to me to hear that there was somebody from that group of youngsters, you know, sort of featuring prominently, because that just shows you the effort that's put in. And they think nothing of it, you know.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that, because, well, the attendance sheet, I would say, is determined by how well they do. And they had their presentation night down in Downing's there quite recently, and they were celebrating 24 national medals, one of them a gold medal individual, Oisin Kelly winning that, and the boys under 11 cross country. So,
well, my case rests. Is there
exactly,
any surprise?
Yeah. That's the result of their being out on the conditions that you're talking about.
I mean, it was just like, there's a friend of mine, well, sorry, he's dead now, but he was a bit of a misogynist, you know, and if the rain was really bad and you were wondering, you know, sort of, would you play golf? He says, that day is so bad you wouldn't send the wife out for a call, you know. It was one of those evenings, and there were 25 kids running around on the space, so, you know, hats off to them. Not surprised they win like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned tennis there and the great couple of courses in Remelton. Indeed, there are other places around the county, I know for sure, in Letterkenny.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen my interests have played there as well, you know.
Yeah, well, just I was going to bring round to the fact that you have a great interest in tennis, and the family have been brought up playing tennis to a quite high level.
Well, that came from the mother's side, Miles. Caroline was, for many years, the commentator on the RT coverage in Wimbledon, Caroline Murphy. And and then also, you know, sort of produced the coverage as well. And I suppose it was natural that the kids would take it up. And they've all played to some degree. Young Sean, he's not so young now, he's 20. But he played for Ireland at under 12 level. And then he got interested in other things. He was a finalist in the national championships, and you know, Fergus still plays a bit. A couple of them have played for Connacht under the granny rule, you know.
Yes.
So they're pretty serious about it, all right. Yeah.